And we're back here at halftime as the officials, as the clock struck down to zero, they do that all the time. They put 3 minutes on the clock to give both teams an opportunity to warm up before they get out here for the kickoff. Wes, we were just talking about the stats, and pretty well after the first drive, we were able to close everything out. Now, you've got some scores from around the area, too. What do you got there for us?
I've got Camden 21, Brunswick 14, Colquitt and Enterprise tied at 10 apiece, Lee County 26, Worth 14, Tiff 21, Baldwin 6, Valdosta leads Thomasville 3-0, and it's Berrien 10, Clinch 6 in the fourth quarter.
And Berrien, boy, I tell you, they after that win over Cook the other week, I think they're on fire. Now, we did hear that the Valdosta game had some delay. Now, there may have been that lightning we saw, that their lightning detector went off, and I'm not sure if they're back playing yet or what the situation is there, but they did go into a slight delay.
And, Bill, I'm waiting on an update from Coffee and Ware because we know we want to see how that one goes, even though Coffee is no longer in Region 1-6A.
But they are still part of the group, if you will, in a lot of cases. I look down, LaXavier Patterson, I believe that's him, in shorts and his jersey out there. So, obviously, he is not going to be on. Let's go down to Marty and get his take on that.
Absolutely, Bill. I had a chance to talk with LaXavier. He came out in uniform during warm-ups. Said his shoulder was feeling great, but he just couldn't throw, couldn't get much on it. They went back in after warm-ups, took his uniform from him, and said, no, you're not going to go tonight. Also, Ahmad C came out, warmed up. He was going to play limited snaps tonight, but due to the weather, they took his shoulder pads from him, told him they didn't want him slipping on the wet turf, re-injuring that knee, so he's out as well. And then one more update, Xavier Jenkins, receiver, of course, went out earlier. Back in, played several snaps afterwards. He just fell on the ball, was winded, but he's okay. And Desmond Copeland also came out, but he's back in and he's ready to go.
Marty, thank you for that equipment part supply sideline update. The clock now says 12. We're ready to get this third quarter underway. The Vikings won the toss. They deferred, and so they'll get the ball to start here in the second half, leading 16-7 over the Bulldogs from Rockdale County. And for all your play-by-play action, it's the voice of the Vikings, Wes James.
Bill, thank you. And two things you usually remind me to remind everybody of. As an old wise man once told me, the least most important thing in life is the score at halftime. And the most important possessions of any ball game is your first possession of the third quarter, your opponent's first possession. And Tanner set to kick off. Back deep with Alex Brown, Tyson Harris on the far side. Vikings down in that north end zone. There's a kick.
Short.
Short. And it's taken by Hobbs at the 25. He's across the 30 to 35. Tries to get outside. Across the 40. And Hobbs takes it all the way out to the 42-yard line.
Nice run on a short kick by Hobbs. And gets us, like I say, about the 43. Yeah, I think they're going to mark it on the 43-yard line. So great starting field position for our Lions High Vikings.
Ball will be just on the near hash mark. Crowd has come back in after the rain. We lost a few, not many. We sent two receivers far side, two receivers near side. Dixon in the shotgun. Copeland to his right. Headed left to right on your radio dial. They're showing blitz off the corner. We throw a little screen pass out to Jenkins. Cuts underneath, and he'll get back to the line of scrimmage, and nothing there. It's a little, like Valdosta State used to run, a little comeback screen. As we let them go, as they come on a three-man blitz.
Xavier Jenkins, we've talked about him a lot this year. Because of his height, he's just a puppy, as Coach McPherson calls him. He's just a sophomore. This is a kid that's got to get the touches, and he'll get more comfortable the older he gets and the more he gets into this system.
Two receivers far side. Jenkins to the near side again. Kaplan just to the left of Dixon in the shotgun. Drops back. Looking, throws downfield. Jenkins was wide open, and they grabbed his jersey, and we're going to have pass interference.
Yeah, they definitely held him. The ball was in the air, so it should be pass interference. But either way, illegal use of the hands held Jenkins as he was getting ready to break free.
And if Jenkins had not grabbed his jersey, I tell you what, that's a pretty smart move, because I'd rather take 15 yards and holding, because that was six.
Yeah, and Jenkins has got such speed. One of the unique things that we've seen about him Pass interference is the call. Is the, what I've seen is when he catches the ball, that second gear that he hits, I mean, he just takes off like he's shot out of a cannon.
And that should take it all the way down to their 41-yard line. That's where they'll set it down. So it'll be first and 10 Vikings from the Bulldog 41. The Bulldogs now have changed up their defense, Bill. They were stacking 9 and 10 guys. Now they've got a three-man front, but they're running more like four linebackers.
Well, they traditionally run a 3-4 defense.
And that's what they've gone back to is that 3-4. Copeland gets across the 40, and he'll pick up two very tough yards into the teeth of that Bulldog defense.
We saw Austin Dixon that time really hold that handoff for a long time. What he was trying to do was read the defense, and he decided at the last minute, go ahead and leave it in the gut, let him run it, and he took off to the outside, so the read option. 10:43 on the clock, Vikings leading 16-7. We're in the third quarter.
Dixon, shotgun, two receivers far side, single receiver near side. They show blitz, pull it back, there they come. Pass out.
Nice catch.
That's made at the 31. That was number 26.
DeMarcus Jackson. They've looked at DeMarcus Jackson a lot this tonight, the Vikings have. They've thrown to him several times. A good completion that time.
On an eight and on a second eight, and we get a first down, down to the 22, down just inside the 31-yard line. 10:31 to go in the third. Vikings leading 16-7. Dixon now in the shotgun. Two receivers far side, single receiver near side. Three down linemen. Three standing straight up. Got a man in motion. We give it to Copeland.
Again, and Copeland bobbles the ball. He falls down on it, so we do keep possession. But I tell you what, he's had a lot of butterfingers tonight, and the ball should be dry now. I mean, the rain has quit. I'm sure the turf's a little bit wet. We may go down to Marty in a little while and get his thoughts on that, if whether that turf still has some dampness to it. But it was a high snap in the shotgun. Couldn't control it, and it was not a very good handoff.
Pick up, so it's second and 9 from the 30-yard line. Two receivers near side, single receiver far side. Dixon, again, gives it to Harris around the right side. He's got blockers out in front as he crosses the 25, and they'll roll him out at the 24-yard line.
Let's go down, Marty. How is that turf? Is it still damp down there?
Absolutely, Bill. It's very still a little wet, too. They're doing the best they can to try to keep the balls dry.
All right, Marty, thanks for that equipment parts supply. And it never fails when Marty's in that spot. I don't know if it's next to that metal kicking net or what, but we tend to lose him in and out. But thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update.
Ball on the near hash mark. Going from left to right on your radio dial. Third and two. We put a man in motion. We give it, nope. Dixon keeps it looking. And we miss a block, and we will lose yardage. We'll lose about 8 yards all the way back to the 31-32-yard line, Bill, and that'll be fourth down.
Yeah, really in that situation, I think Austin did the right thing. He didn't have a receiver downfield. He had a lot of coverage down there. If he'd have tried to throw it, might have gotten an interception. At least this way, you live to play another day.
We bring Jenkins in. We also bring Jackson in as we hit the 9:22 mark. The 10-yard loss will be 4th and 12. We've got trip receivers to the near side, single receiver far side. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Dixon takes the ball, rolls towards the press box, looks. Got a man wide open in the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings!
I see ya. Jacob Burke, number 15, gets a great catch right on the end of his fingertip. On a 4th and 14, the Vikings now go up 22-7, awaiting the extra point.
33-yard touchdown pass, and Dixon held the ball, looked like a pro quarterback, Bill. Stood there, and just as he released it, he was getting hit and laid it out there. So perfect how Burt got that open. I don't know. I'd like to see a replay of that. Anderson on the long snap. Belcher to hold. Hart to attempt the extra point. Ball's down, kicks up. It's good. 9:02 to go. Vikings lead 22-7. We'll be back after this 60-second break. Back in the Commercial Banking press box. Kick hit. Bounces. Taken by Warren at the 8. He's across the 10. The 15. and it looks like they're going to pull him down about the 16-yard line. Let's go to Bill Osborne.
All right, that drive went 8 plays, 57 yards, took 2 minutes and 58 seconds, capped off by a 33-yard touchdown from Austin Dixon to number 15, Jacob Burt. And the extra point is good, and with 8:55 left in the third quarter, the Vikings lead the Bulldogs now 23-7. And that is your Page Heating and Air drive recap.
Minifield brings the Bulldogs out to the line of scrimmage. Ball on that far first hash mark. Ball going from, they're going from right to left on your radio dial. Three receivers far side, single receiver near side. Takes a snap, looks, the left-handed quarterback pulls it down, throws across, intercepted by Tyson Harris. There's a flag on the play.
Let's see what we got. Tyson Harris bobbled it, but he came up with it. I'm afraid, though, he's going to get him for a pass interference, maybe. Let's see.
Number one, as Warren. Let's see, step out and see. Pass interference against the defense.
I was late coming across there. I didn't see whether he really got there early or not. But
guys, he definitely got there early. He actually put the receiver down. And, you know, he's got it right to the ball, as the coaches are arguing, but he can't go through the receiver to get to it. And he knocked the receiver down and then made the interception.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update. The first and 10 all the way out to the 32-yard line for the Bulldogs. Their first possession of the third quarter. Trips to the near side. Single receiver far side. We're in a four-man front. Now we're pulling coverage out. And they try to run the ball right up the middle. And that's the last thing you want to do against this Viking defense right this minute.
Yeah, that was Corvion White for the tackle for the Vikings. Number five, Devon Williams, tried to make that rush up there. Couldn't make it. Devon Williams tonight has 7 carries for a -1 net yardage. All right, let's see. Bulldogs in a 2nd and 11 now. Quarterback in the shotgun.
Minifield in the shotgun. Looks, pulls it down. Oh, and he gets hit. He got nailed by number 25, Clemens.
Kedrick Clemens on the sack.
Bill, a score we've been looking for right now. It's Ware County 21, Coffee 17 at the half.
Right here, it's 23-7. Vikings lead the Bulldogs. And it's third and 17 now for the Bulldogs.
Bill, something we haven't said enough tonight is I think that was a coverage sack right there. Our DBs have played great. They've been in coverage all night and done a good job.
Minifield. Will be third and about 18. Here we come. We got it again. A jailhouse break, Bill, and we came and nobody could stop him. That's the corner.
I'm sorry. Corvion White and number 91, Logan Neely, come in there and just no place to go. They get the sack in the backfield, and that's going to force the Bulldogs into punt here with 6:53 in the clock running here in the third quarter. Vikings lead 23-7.
It'll be fourth, and as my buddy Tom Odom would say,
a long way. Taxi ride.
It's a taxi ride. Tyson Harris standing back at their 45. Waiting on the high snap. Tanner pulls it down. We go after it. He gets it away. Harris signals fair catch at their 38. Mark him at the 37. So our Vikings will take over first and 10 with 6:29 to go here in the third period, trailing 23-7. So we did what we needed to do on our first drive, which was score and stop them on their first drive.
It was. Want to remind our listeners while we got this quick little break in here that on Tuesday night, the Deloach Body Works sponsored Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show live from the mill. We do that at 8 o'clock. That'll be at the mill in Remerton. And I tell you, we had a pretty good show the first night. I'm really expecting great things this coming Tuesday night. Danny has added a big 60-inch screen TV. We're going to have the game playing on overhead. Get out there early. Great pizza buffet at the mill. Tuesday, 7 o'clock.
Ball in the middle of the field. Dixon slides under center, going from left to right on the radio dial at the 38. We give it to Harris. Looking for a halfback pass. Got Copeland wide open. Makes the catch. And he's down at the one.
I tell you, I wish I had instant replay because I thought he was across the line.
Tyson Harris, a middle school quarterback, thought he was going to play quarterback for us. Coach moved him to wing back. Does that little halfback pass, Copeland wide open. Little trickery from the Lowes Vikings, first time we've seen that this year.
That is, Dixon had to turn around. Yeah, not Dixon.
That was a 36-yard pass down to the one. First and goal from the one-yard line. Give it to Regal over the left side. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
Louis Regal just got across the line. The line judges threw their arms up, and it's a touchdown. Dez Copeland, though, had to turn around to receive that pass. And when he did, it took away some of his momentum. That's why they maybe got him down there at the one-foot line and not able to get into the end zone. But it's kind of academic now as the Vikings have put it in. It's 29-7 awaiting the extra point. But we do have a player down for the Bulldogs as he's down there in the field. Looks like he's grabbing his back of his leg, maybe a cramp. We'll just have to see what this is. We'll take a quick 30-second break. Vikings are leading 29-7. We'll be right back after this 30-second break. The young man's still down there on the field as we come back to the Commercial Banking Company press box here at Martin Stadium. Vikings leading 29-7, awaiting an extra point, but the player for the Rockdale County Bulldogs still down there in the middle of the field. He had rolled over, thought maybe it might be a cramp, but Marty, have you got a better vantage point from down there on the field?
Guys, it does seem like it would be a cramp. They're working on his left leg, and I believe it might have been a cramp. Hamstring, because they were trying to stretch his hamstring.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment. Fire Supply sideline update. He is up and walking off the field under his own power.
We talked about the weather early on, that even though we got the rain, it is very hot, very muggy. And so I believe that may be the first of many we're going to see here in the second half.
Now, 6:02 to go in the second half.
It's
in the third quarter. Vikings leading 29-7. We can make it 30-7 with an extra point. Anderson on to attempt the extra point. No, we're going for two.
Yeah, try to make that up, but we missed on the last one.
We are going for two. Dixon shaking his right hand. Slides under center. Brantley at the fullback spot. Takes a motion. Gives it to Brantley over the left side. And into the end zone for the two-point conversion.
That'll make it 31-7. And with that, we're going to take another 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. And welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company press box here high above Martin Stadium as we are 6:02 left in the third quarter. Our Vikings leading 31-7 over the Rockdale County Bulldogs. And it's going to be Nick Hart's going to kick off for us. And who do we have back deep there, Wes?
We've got Warren and T.J. Warren and Dawkins back deep. Dawkins on the near side. Warren on the far side in front of the visitors' sideline. Standing, both of them standing about the 10. Hart with the ball on the far hash mark. Waits on the referee's whistle. There it is. He approaches the ball. Puts that left foot into it. High, high kick. And it sails about 5 yards deep in the end zone. And that means the Rockdale Bulldogs will take over first and 10 from their 20 with 6:02 to go in the third quarter, trailing now 31-7.
Touchback on the kickoff.
And they'll start first and 10. Minifield on the sidelines, getting the play from Coach Elder. And the referee's not giving them the 25-second clock out, and I don't know why he hasn't.
Let's go ahead and give you our drive recap brought to you by Page Heating and Air. That play, series had two plays for 37 yards. Took only just a few seconds off the clock, and it was a touchdown by Louis Regal.
Trips to the near side, single receiver, far side. Minifield drops straight back. Here we come. Little screen play. They get it to number 6. He's across the 25, the 30, the 40, the 50. It's a foot race. Cuts back behind one man, and when he has to slow down to cut by, we tackle him from behind at the 34-yard line.
Both of their big plays tonight, Wes, have been screen passes. We are so we are so aggressive defensively that when we get back in there, they come back and just get that little screen pass.
41-yard pass play.
46 yards.
46 yards. I had him at 41. Okay, give him five more. That was to Thomas. Again, trips left, twins right. Here we come again. And this time they've got number 13 in at quarterback. That was Pittman. And Pittman gets sacked back about the 40-yard line. So they lose 6 yards on that. It'll be second and fifth, second and 16 with 5:25 to go in the third.
Another sack there, guys, by Corvion White, one of our tradition flowing impact players.
We've been hot this week, Marty, you and me both, with Neely and Gabe Neighbors and Corvion White.
There's a snap. Pittman looking, throws across. Intercepted by Tyson Harris. Harris was on his knees, stepped in front of number 12, Cameron, and the ball went right into his stomach. And we've got our first turnover of the night, Bill.
Well, either way, it's a turnover right now, and the Vikings ready to march back down the field, leading 31-7. We're 5:05 left in the third quarter now.
It'll be first and 10 from our own 31, ball in the middle of the field. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Dixon will slide under center. He has Copeland, the wingback on our side, Harris on the far side, Regal at fullback. Bulldogs have gone back to having 11 men within 5 yards of that ball. Put Copeland in motion. Dixon keeps it, looks, throws out. Catch made by Regal at the 35. He's across the 40. He's close to a first down up around the 42-yard line.
And that will be enough for a first as he picks up 10 yards. Louis Regal, the fullback, just on a little rollout. And Austin Dixon finds him in the dump off, and that's where he picks up a quick 10 yards.
Coach says, if you're going to stack it on me, I'll throw it over you. Ball now on the near hash mark. All right here in front of Bill and I as Dixon slides under center. They spread it out just a little bit. We got a man in motion. That's Harris around the right side. They grab him by his jersey. He gets away from one man, two, still on his feet as he gets across the 45, up to the 50, just inside the 50. That was number 4, Tyson Harris.
Going to pick up about 9 yards on that one.
Gets just inside Bulldog territory down at their 49-yard line. 4:24 to go here in the third. Vikings leading 31-7. Dixon with a tight end to the visitors to the home side. Drops back. Looks downfield. Got Copeland open. Oh, the ball off the defender. That was number 1. T.J. Warren bounced off his hands into Copeland's hands, and Copeland tried to turn around and get the ricochet and drop it.
Yeah, I tell you, Warren had great position for the Bulldogs. As he turned around, he jumped maybe a little too soon, and we still had an opportunity with Copeland to make that catch.
That stops the clock with 4:04 to go here in the third quarter. It'll be third and 2 at the Bulldog 49-yard line. Now they stack that line thinking we're going to run it. We give it to Copeland. Copeland has the first down and more as it gets across the 45, the 40, down to about the 36-yard line. We needed one or two, and he picked up about 8. The first and 10 Vikings. It's now where 24, Coffee 21. We'll keep you posted on that score. First and 10 Vikings at the Bulldog 36-yard line. Dixon in the shotgun. Alex Brown just to his left. Three-man front, 4 linebackers. He drops back. There they try to come. Throws out to Brown. Brown do not get any blockers out in front. Everybody turns on the after just by one man, two. Still on his feet, crosses the 30. They sling him down about the 26-yard line. It's going to be close. That's a first down, so be a 11-yard pass from Dixon to Alex Brown.
I was going to check Dixon. He is 10 of 15 tonight for 130 yards, Wes. Dixon has played the entire game. Of course, LaXavier Patterson's been out, and Dixon has played phenomenally so far tonight.
Lee in at running back for the Vikings. Dixon with the snap. Gives it to Lee. Does fresh Bulls legs. No, he keeps it himself around the left side. He runs right into two Bulldogs as he crosses the 20, hits them at the 15, and drives them out of bounds. That's the 14-yard line.
We saw Dixon do that earlier, and he left it in the gut, left it in the gut. This time made a quicker decision, saw the defensive end crash in, and he pulled it out and made a great run that time.
And that young man, something a big difference between last year and this year is he'll drop that shoulder and run over you.
Yes, he does.
First and 10, Vikings at the Bulldog 13-yard line. Two receivers near side, single receiver far side. Dixon, hard count, drops back, look, throws out. Catch made
Neighbors
by number 9, Gabe Neighbors. And the pig, 6'4", sophomore, runs over a receiver in the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Gabe Neighbors. Gabe, that's two touchdowns for him tonight. And what a great night for Austin Dixon so far. He's got, that's his third touchdown in the air. And this is, folks, just so you're listening at home, this is the Lounge High Vikings.
And that is a 12-yard touchdown pass from Austin Dixon to Gabe Neighbors. Nick Hart on to attempt the extra point. Waiting on Anderson's snap. Perfect snap. Ball's down. Kicks up. It's good. And the Vikings, with 3 minutes to go in the third, lead the Bulldogs 37-7. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be back after this. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box. Nick Hart's kick. He drives that one about 5 yards deep in the end zone, and that's the Bulldogs will take over. First and 10 from the 20. Let's go to Bill Osborne.
All right, that last drive went 7 plays for 69 yards, took 2 minutes and 5 seconds, capped off by a 12-yard touchdown pass from Austin Dixon to Gabe Neighbors, and the extra point was good. And with 3 minutes left in the third quarter, Vikings lead 38-7 over the Bulldogs of Rockdale County. Boy, Rockdale just shook our world a little bit right there on that first drive of the game. But since then, our Vikings have stood tall.
And they have, of course. It was pretty close there for the first quarter.
Yes, it was.
And well, Rockdale ready to Minifield goes under center. Two receivers near side. Single receiver far side. Any eye formation to the tailback over the left side. Gets hit at the line of scrimmage. Give him, that's it, the line of scrimmage. Back to the 20.
They've changed quarterbacks now.
If it's Pittman in at quarterback, number 13.
Y'all seen the quarterback change, right?
Yep.
Number 13.
In the eye formation. Two receivers near side. Single receiver far side. Jalen Smith checks in for Tyson Harris. Now they go to the offset eye, more like a pistol. Pitch out to the tailback, around the right side, gets hit at the line, no, gets hit behind the line of scrimmage and will lose a couple of yards.
Again, it's number 25, Kedrick Clemens, one of our traditions flooring impact players, makes the tackle for the loss. That'll bring up third down and about 12 for the Bulldogs.
It was Devin Williams, the tailback, as he loses 2 yards. It'll be third and 12 back at the 18. We are at the 2 minute mark here in the third. Vikings leading 38-7.
Check those total yards by the Rockdale Bulldogs.
Minus 1 yard rushing.
No. Wait, you got to go down more. Minus 23.
Ooh. There's a snap. Pittman looking. Lost it way downfield. And there should have been a flag for offensive pass interference. What happened, folks? Our defender is going down the field. The receiver, actually trying to get to the ball, reaches out and pushes our guy, actually pushed him down.
Well, in the ball, and this is the difference. Now, some people will sit here and say the ball was uncatchable. It was. It was way out of bounds. But in high school, there is no such thing as an uncatchable ball.
Nope, it's not.
They will still throw a flag on it, but under the circumstances, leading by 31 points, they may have decided to let that go.
Fourth and 12. As the Bulldogs get set to punt, we have got Tyson Harris on one side, Alex Brown on the near side. We're at a minute 38 to go in the third. High, high snap. Pulls it down. Gets it away. Ball hits. And the Bulldogs down it at the 36-yard. They're on 36-yard line, and that's where our Vikings will take over with a minute 27 to go in the ball game.
Third quarter.
Third quarter. I am way ahead of myself, aren't I? Sorry, folks.
38-7. And like I said, we were a little nervous in that first quarter when the Vikings trailed 7-0 and then 7-3.
And they were still moving the ball. Dixon. Dixon at quarterback. Ball on the near hash mark, sitting at their 37-yard line. Two receivers far side. He's in the shotgun. Jenkins wide receiver near side. Gives it to Brown around the left side, looking for a hole. Cuts back against the grain by one man. Two still on his feet. Look at Alex Brown just spin and run. He will not go down. Turns. He gets a block by Dixon. He's got a first down as he crosses the 30 down to about the 25-yard line. Alex Brown with just a little glimpse of what Greg Reed used to do.
Except that I think he ran about 45 yards for that 10-yard gain. He had gone inside, cut inside towards the home side. Then he got turned around, backed up, came out around the left side, went all the way to the visitor's side and run out of bounds on that side. And that still probably didn't give you all of what he did.
And got a nice block out there by the quarterback, Austin Dixon. Ball on the far hash mark now. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Five-man front. We give it again to Brown. He Brown gets to the line of scrimmage and nowhere else, maybe a yard.
Yeah, he there right up the gut that time, picked up maybe a yard. That'll bring up 2nd and 9 now for the Vikings. And we've got another Bulldog player down.
And 44.6 seconds to go here in the third period.
Let's go ahead and take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this.
Back to the Commercial Banking Company press box, and that was Mr. Ryan Ross, the injured player, as he trots off the field.
I don't know about trotting. He was coming off on his own power, but it was a slow trot.
All second right. And 9 for our Vikings. Ball on the far hash mark, going from left to right on your radio dial. Two receivers near side, single receiver far side. Dixon in the shotgun, waiting on the snap. There it is. Gives it to Brown over the left side. Got a big hole. Alex Brown across the 10. They'll knock him out of bounds at the 5. Give him a 5, 10, 15, 20, 25-yard run on that, Bill, as they'll take him down first and goal at the 5 with 25 seconds to go here in the third period. Vikings leading 38-7.
So the Vikings with 25.1 and 25 on the play clock will have to snap it one time.
Dixon with Regal at fullback. From the 5. Takes it. Gives it to Brown. Brown behind that line of scrimmage. Oh, turns. When he does, he turns right back into the... He made it down to the 3. Turned right into the teeth of the Bulldogs.
And that's the end of the third quarter. With that, we're going to take a 90-second break. Vikings lead 38-7. We'll be right back.
Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box. Vikings quickly to the line of scrimmage. There's a snap. Ball goes to Brantley over the left side. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Nate Brantley. Nate Brantley at the fullback spot just crashes over the left side of the line. And with 11:36 on the clock, you wonder, wait a minute, the clock just starts at 12. When they started this, it is a running clock here in the fourth quarter. We were leading by 31 points, and that dictates a running clock in the fourth quarter.
You don't have a choice. Nick Hart on to attempt the extra point. Ball's down, kicked up. And Vikings lead it 44-7. We'll be back after the 60-second break. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box, 11:36 to go in the ball game. Vikings leading 44-7. This will be a running clock, which means the clock only stops for penalties, scores, injuries, and timeouts. Other than that, it will continue to run. And we've got a new kicker in. That is number 38.
That's Will.
Will Solomon in to kick off. We have a new receiver back deep. That is number 2, T.J. Steele, along with Warren. Steele is on the near side. High end-over-end kick. And Solomon's kick sails into the end zone. And no different from what Nick Hart was doing. Sorry about the score. It was 45-7. Not 44-7. And it will be 1st and 10 for the Bulldogs from their own 20-yard line.
Remind everybody, next week, the Newton Rams come to town. A little bit of revenge, maybe?
Maybe just a little bit.
We'll be right here on 99.5 Kicks Country at 7 o'clock with the countdown to kickoff and kickoff at 8 o'clock. Also, I want to remind you, be sure and join us at the Lounge Tie Randy McPherson Coaches Show live from the mill on Tuesday night. And that is brought to you by Deloach Body Works, among others. Be sure and get out there from 7 to 8. Get a great seat. It's going to be a blast this Tuesday night at the Mill in Remerton.
And looking to see if we've got a new quarterback. I think it is number 2 on the Wildcat. That is T.J. Steele as he keeps the ball and comes across the left side, picks up a couple of yards.
And we've got some other players as well in there for the Vikings. Number 67, Abby David, made the tackle.
And that will be 2nd and 7. Ball out to the 23-yard line. 11:05 to go in the ball game.
Clock continues to run. As the Bulldogs waiting on a player to get in.
Steele at quarterback. He's got Williams at the tailback. Three receivers far side, single receiver near side. That is Cameron, the single receiver. We're showing man coverage. He gives it to Williams. Williams got a hole. He's across the 25 to 30. Cuts back against the grain. 35, 40, still on his feet. He's in the backing territory, and he's off to the races. Can we run him down? Can we catch him? Yes, we do, but not till he gets to the 3.
And that was number 49, Roderick Williams. A little bit of a read option by the quarterback. Gives it to the running back. And against some younger players, and I don't want to say second team, because really Coach McPherson talked about that last Tuesday. These are still juniors and seniors, just happen to be. This team is very talented, and these guys deserve opportunities to play as well.
Steele, under center, trips to the near side, single receiver far side. Keeps the ball, tries to go right up the middle, into the end zone. Yes, touchdown, Bulldogs. And that 2-yard run came off of a 74-yard run by Williams.
And the Bulldogs, in two plays, just pop it down there. And the crowd has been thinning a little bit, but it just got deathly quiet for a second here as the Bulldogs just hustled it down there and got themselves into the end zone and put now 13 on the board. So a 7-point first quarter, and now if they get the extra point, a 7-point fourth quarter. But it looks like you're going to go for 2, though.
And they are. They have 13 in at quarterback.
It's Pittman.
Pittman rolls left, looks, throws in the back of the end zone, and it's good. They get the 2-point conversion. 45
to 15.
To 15, and we'll take a 60-second break. We'll be back after this. Commercial Banking Company press box, high end over end kick by the Bulldogs, and
short.
We'll take it as short. We'll take it at the 22. Our guy goes down, and he falls on the ball, and then gets hit by a Bulldog player after he's laying on the ground.
Yeah, Tajon Warren, T.J. Warren, really threw a shoulder into him on the ground. The crowd gave a groan like there should have been a late hit. And I might have to agree with that because of the way he made the hit.
Dalton Hart in at quarterback for our Vikings. We'll start hunting numbers now. There's a flag. What have we got?
Substitution against who?
I don't see it.
They got 12 on the field. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. They sure do. 32 is coming off now.
Okay.
And a timeout. Bulldogs, we'll take it with them. 30 seconds. We'll be right back after this. Back to the Commercial Banking Company press box. We're at Martin Stadium with the Lowndes Vikings leading 45 to 15. Someone just asked me what the Valdosta score was. I haven't heard any more other than like a 3-0 score against Thomasville.
That's all I've heard.
6:57 or 47 left here in the fourth quarter, and it's Vikings first down and 5 now.
Hart goes under center for the Vikings. 9 men up on the line of scrimmage. He gives it to running back over the left side. That is number 17, I believe, Justin Smith.
That's correct.
And Smith will get out across the 30 for a first down. They'll mark him down at the 31. So it'll be 1st and 10 for our Vikings. 6:22 to go here in the ball game. Vikings leading 45 to 15. Hart again, looking at 11 men, and this time he gives it to number 19.
Yes.
That's Koshan Roberts, a junior, and Roberts will pick up about 4 yards across the 41.
West.
Yes.
Hate to correct you there, but there's 2 19s, and that's actually Jeffrey Davis in the backfield. Koshan's out here playing receiver. We have both of them in on that play.
Oh, thank you.
2 19s on the field there, Marty?
It was on that play.
Kamen in motion. And we give it again to
Davis.
Davis, thank you, Marty, for that equipment part supply sideline update. It'll be now third and about one as they get out to the 46-yard line. 5:30 to go here in the ball game. Vikings will go to 4-0 on the year, and Rockdale will go to 3-1 overall. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings going from right to left. Hart. Again. They gave him a first down, so it was first and 10 from the 46, and he get about a yard, so it'll be second and 9 from about the 48, maybe the 49-yard line.
So that was Davis again, number 19.
Yep. And they gave him 2 yards, so it'll be second and 8 from the 49. Inside 5 minutes to go now. Hart puts Kamen in motion. Again, gives it to Davis over the right side. Davis turns upfield, squirts through some defenders, across the 45, down to about the 44-and-a-half-yard line, and we'll have about a half a yard short of a first down as we're at 4:25 to go here in the ball game. Vikings leading 45-15. Third and about half a yard. They're going from right to left on your radio dial. We give it to Kamen. Kamen around the right side. He has the first down as he gets across the 40, and they run him out of bounds at the 38-yard line.
So James Kamen comes in, gets that little run around the right side. Another first down for the Vikings. The clock continues to run. 3:56. Remember, next Friday night, game number 5 of the season against the Newton Rams right here from Martin Stadium. We'll have it for you live beginning at the countdown to kickoff at 7 p.m.
Bill, when I look down in the stands, I'd be able to bet you 2/3 of them are band parents.
Kamen again.
Kamen will lose 2 yards back to the 40 because the band will perform after the ball game.
I don't know about that. I've asked a couple people and haven't gotten that absolutely confirmed yet. But with the band still in the stands, I don't know that they'll actually perform the whole halftime show, so we'll just have to see.
Second and 11, ball at the far hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on the radio dial. Hart flies under center, looks at a 10-man front, pitches out. Oh, we dropped the ball, and did we get it back? Yes.
Looks like we did. That was number 17, Justin Smith.
Smith had a lot of daylight ahead of him when he dropped it and fell on it, but we'll lose yardage all the way back to the 42-yard line. It'll be third and 14 from there. Inside 3 minutes to go now in the ball game. Ball right here in front of the press box. Hart looks at a 10-man front, if you can believe it. Drops back to pass, looking, nothing there. Tucks the ball, starts to run, gets hit, and he'll go down back at the line of scrimmage.
Maybe a yard,
so it'll be fourth and about 13. With 2:26 to go here in the ball game.
That clock continues to run on the running clock here. Vikings leading 45-15. We'll get win number 4 in the books here tonight.
Newton High School that surprised us last year. We did not expect what they brought. Coming back to look at a revamped Lounge High football team. They're showing blitz. Hart stops, throws downfield, got a man open, and almost intercepted by the Bulldogs and dropped at the 12-yard line.
Yeah, that was Malik Dawkins, who's been out there and been a force in the defensive backfield for the Bulldogs. Had good position, just couldn't make and finish up the interception, but he does knock it away. It's first down and 10 now for the Bulldogs. The clock continues to run, a minute and 25 seconds here in the ballgame.
And we have a final from Ware County. The Gators, 24. Trojans, 21.
Wow.
Bulldogs in the shotgun. Quarterback runs right up the middle, still on his feet, picks up a couple of yards as we're now at the one-minute mark to go in the ball game.
Okay, Marty, that was number 19. Who made the tackle there?
The linebacker is Davis, and Koishan's playing in the secondary.
Gotcha.
Well, he's not there now, but he does sometimes play in the secondary.
I got you. Thanks. Under a minute now.
There's a snap. Gives it to Williams. No, he keeps it himself. Gets back to the line of scrimmage, and they'll probably run maybe one. They might get two more plays, though.
Clock is now at 35 seconds, 34. They're taking their time coming back to the ball. Official going to set it. He did lose about a yard. This is probably going to be the last play, unless it's a pass. Well, even with a pass play, they're not going to stop the clock.
Third and eight. And it is. Steele looking downfield. Starts to run, throws it way downfield. Oh, there's going to be pass interference.
Nope. They just say, well, there is a flag. You're exactly right.
They'll get one more play.
5.5 seconds in the ball game as our defender just touched him, and it did push him down, and that is a pass interference in high school.
Yep.
Absolutely, Bill. Anytime the ball is underthrown, it's very difficult. When you're in man coverage because your eyes is on the receiver, the ball is underthrown, you turn to look back for the ball. If the receiver tries to come back, your momentum knocks him, you know, down. It's going to be called on you every time.
Marty, thank you for that equipment parts supply sideline update. Final play. Well, I won't say the final play of the ball game, but 5.5 seconds to go. Steele drops back, looks. Quarterback keeper starts to run with the ball, trying to find a place to go. Oh, he picks it forward, an illegal forward pass. It doesn't matter. Ball game's over. Ball game's over. Vikings win 45-15 to go to 4-0 of the year. Rockdale drops to 3-1, their first loss. And let's take a two-minute break, and we'll be right back after this.
And welcome back to the halftime show, the post-game show, brought to you by Georgia Farm Bureau of Lowndes County. And a 45-15 victory for our Lowndes High Vikings over the Bulldogs of Rockdale County. I know we're going to get Coach McPherson in here in just a little while, as soon as he gets done addressing his team. And, well, Wes, Taylor as well, guys, we had a scare right there in that first quarter. The first drive by the Rockdale County Bulldogs, and they, you know, kind of laid the hammer out there and said, guys, we're here to play, marched it right down the field, and they led our Vikings 7-0.
Yeah, absolutely, Bill. They came out ready to play that first drive and really just stalled from there on out. You know, our defense from that point on really kind of stood up, gave up that late drive there in the, third quarter, I believe, fourth quarter.
Yeah.
They went for two and got it. But, they came out ready to play that first possession.
They sure did. And one of the things I think the Bulldogs, the only real offense that they were able to muster up were really two big screen plays. And that's what really gave them the momentum in that first series, as well as later on in the fourth quarter, another big screen play, and they were able to make big yards out of it. And that really is probably the difference in this ball game. I know that Marty will be down with Coach McPherson in just a few minutes. We're also going to talk to the quarterback, Austin Dixon, who really had a great game tonight, played the entire ball game, as LaXavier Patterson, who thought he might play some, just could not go tonight, and as a result, Austin Dixon got called on. Go ahead, Marty.
I'm here, guys. I'm here, Coach. Coach, big win tonight, 45-15. You got to be proud of your team.
Absolutely. Very proud. Played hard, you know, didn't get rattled early. You know, they had some weapons. Our defense played lights out. Other than that first drive, heck, what more can you ask?
Coach, I was going to ask you about that. They kind of came out, went right down the field on you, had the big screen pass, as you alluded to at halftime, and but your defense settled down after that and really played very well, except for the long run there late in the game. I thought they played extremely well and was all over the field.
Yeah, you're right. They had a good game plan, especially on that play. I mean, we've done a lot of blitzing this year, and, I mean, if you blitz, you're always taking that risk, you know. Somebody's supposed to have the back on the screen, but obviously, you know, we blew that. But overall, man, I think we played better. We're getting a little bit better every week.
Coach, offensively tonight, you came out in the third quarter, I thought, and really opened it up. Austin Dixon was 12 of 17 for 152 yards. Was it something you saw on film, or was it just a chance for him tonight to kind of get the ball in the air a little bit and talk about his performance tonight?
Had a great night. You know, I mean, we had to throw it. I mean, they lined up everybody, you know, inside, no safety. I mean, you know, dared us to throw the ball. So that's what we had to do.
Coach, I know this you're going to enjoy this victory, but I also know next week you got a big game with Newton coming back down here, and I know these young men have not forgotten about last year. Talk about a little bit about that and how excited these guys are getting Newton back.
They're going to be fired up, you know. Newton, you know, they had a good team last year. You know, we just got to get better, you know what I mean? Go back to work Monday, work on our mistakes, get a little bit better. You never know what will happen.
One game at a time, right, Coach?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Good job tonight, Coach. Guys, I'm also standing here with our quarterback, Austin Dixon. As y'all heard, 12 of 17 tonight for 152 yards and 3 touchdowns, Austin. That had to feel good.
It did feel good. You know, we got down early. They scored on the first drive. You know, our offensive lineman did a great job in opening up holes for our Tyson, Desmond, Lewis. You know, receivers did a good job of getting open, making some outstanding catches. And, you know, we came together for a big win tonight.
Austin, you've been splitting time all year with Patty, and but tonight you Patty couldn't go, so you had the reins, and I really felt like you were poised in it. I felt like you were a little more comfortable than maybe you were last year. Talk to us a little bit about that, and how does it feel to be, of course, in your second year starting?
You know, I mean, last year was a learning experience. You know, getting thrown out there in Region 1-6A football as a 15-year-old sophomore, it's not really the easiest thing to do, but it was a learning experience. You know, it really helped me gain confidence coming out here for this year, and you know, we're not quite there yet, but we still got a lot to do. But it helped me a lot coming out this year.
Absolutely, Austin. And, of course, I just talked to Coach McPherson and asked him, too, the same question I'm going to ask you. I know you guys hadn't forgot about last year. Next week's a big game with Newton coming down. Y'all excited and ready for that game?
Oh, yeah. We got them circled in red on our calendar. But they're a good football team. I think they're 3 or 4-0. But we're ready for them.
Austin, good job tonight. Thank you for talking with us. Yes, sir.
Thanks, Marty, for the Traditions Flooring post-game coaches and players interview. And, man, that was a great one. As, of course, Austin Dixon just had a phenomenal game for our Vikings tonight. We're going to take a 60-second break when we come back. We're going to wrap it up for you tonight as the Vikings are victorious, 45-15. We'll be right back after this.
Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box here in Martin Stadium. Vikings go to 4-0 in the year with a 45-15 win over Rockdale County, giving them their first loss on the year. And as we talked earlier, can't wait till next Friday night. Newton, who come in and kind of surprised us a little bit last year, coming back down, and our guys all excited. But right now, the slip down to Taylor Biddle. TBT time, and he's got the stats.
Thanks, Wes. Paige hitting in here. Post-game stat reports looks a little bit like this. First down tonight, Lowndes had 24 first downs. Rockdale had 9. Rushing attempts, Lowndes was 42 attempts for 219 yards rushing. 216 yards rushing, excuse me. Rockdale was 27 attempts for 62 yards rushing. Passing tonight, Lowndes was 13 of 19 for 188 yards passing, no interceptions. Rockdale was 9 of 17 for 170 yards passing with one interception. Total plays tonight, Lowndes ran 61 total plays for 404 yards of total offense. Rockdale ran 44 plays for 232 yards of offense. We averaged 6.6 yards per play tonight. Rockdale averaged 5.3 yards per play. Lowndes did fumble the ball 4 times, guys, recovering all of those. Rockdale fumbled 1 and lost 1. Penalties tonight, Lowndes was penalized 7 times for 69 yards. Actually, that was 70. That was a spotting error there. Rockdale was penalized 7 times for 50 yards. Punts tonight, Lowndes only punted once for 23 yards. Rockdale punted 6 times for a 24-yard average. We did have one punt return tonight for the Vikings. It was a 17-yard return. None of the punts tonight for the Vikings were returned by Rockdale County. Kick returns tonight, Lowndes had 3 for 38 yards. Rockdale had 3 for 25 yards. There were no interception returned yards. Tyson only caught the 1 reception and was downed right there on his knees. No fumble returns tonight. Everything was recovered right there at the point of impact. Let's see here. Third down conversions tonight. Lowndes was 4 of 9 on third down. Rockdale was 1 of 9 on third down. fourth down conversions tonight. Lowndes was one of three from third down. Rockdale was one of one on third down. Lowndes did have four sacks tonight for a 26-yard loss. Rockdale was able to sack us once tonight for a 10-yard loss. First for your Vikings, leading rushers tonight, Desmond Copeland had 11 carries for 70 yards. Alex Brown had 7 carries for 56 yards. Tyson Harris had 3 carries for 23 yards. James Cammon had 4 carries for 16 yards. And Roberts had 3 carries for 14 yards. Passing tonight, Austin Dixon did not have all the passes tonight, but he had a good portion of them. He's 12 of 18 for 152 yards passing. He had 3 touchdown passes, and his long from scrimmage was 33 yards. Tyson Harris threw that halfback pass for a 36-yard gain. Leading receivers tonight was Gabe Neighbors, 5 catches for 58 yards for 2 touchdown passes. I believe that was a tradition scoring impact play tonight, and boy, did he make an impact. Jacob Burt had 1 reception for 33 yards. It was a touchdown reception, and Tyson Harris had 1 reception for 21 yards tonight. Leading tacklers tonight, Corvion White had 7. Let's see here. Kedrick Clements had 4. Logan Neely had 4. Tyson Harris had 3. Xavier Jenkins had 2. That is, box score looks like this. Rockdale had 7 in the first. Lowndes had 3. Lowndes had 13 in the second. No points were scored by Rockdale in the second. They also scored no points in the third. Lowndes put up 22 in the third. Rockdale put up 8 in the fourth, and Lowndes scored 7. Final score, Lowndes High Vikings win 45-15. That is your Page Heating and Air post-game stat report.
And we thank you there, Taylor Biddle. And waiting for Marty to get upstairs. There, I see him over there. Marty? He's not listening to us.
We'll try and get his post-game thoughts. Let's go ahead, Taylor, and what are your thoughts for tonight and leading into next week against Newton?
Yeah, it was one of those games where we didn't look ahead. I thought maybe after that first possession with Rockdale they were going to be a formidable opponent, which, you know, the first quarter they were, 7-3. But it looks like depth again killed them. I looked on their sideline, man. They did have a lot of seniors, but there wasn't a lot many other players over there.
I was going to say it looked like maybe only 20 reserves over
there. Yeah, it wasn't much, but we were able to weather the storm early and literally. With the rain, too, coming down kind of sideways. Never got delayed at all. I know they were delayed across town a little bit, but real pleased with our defense, man, and our offensive line did a great job protecting the quarterback. We did have the 1 sack. But other than that, we were really able to throw the ball at will like we wanted to, man. 152
yards of
152 yards of passing. That is astronomical for the Vikings. But it's balanced. And like Coach Mack just said, they put them in the box and we were forced to pass. And we've got some weapons that could do it tonight. And I was pleased. You know, special teams, we had the 1 missed extra point. But other than that, I thought special teams played really well. Nick Hart put in the end zone touchback probably 4 times.
And then, of course, number 38 came and did the same thing, his in the end zone.
Yeah, so all in all, well balanced game for us tonight on offense, and we played really well on defense as well.
Marty, I want to ask you, you were down on the field, and in the beginning, in the first loop, they were able to spread out. They were moving the ball really extremely well. They went down that first drive and scored. They were still able to move the ball when the weather came in. And when the weather came in, they had to change from the five receiver set and go back to running out of the eye. Your opinion, you were on the field, you saw it. Did that change the complexity of the ball game when they had to change their offensive plan?
Without question, Wes, absolutely. They had momentum. They came right out with a great game plan. The short, quick passes over the middle. And then, of course, they were also doing the false snaps where they come up and see what our defense gives away. And then turn and get their play, and we weren't checking. And they took advantage of that with the screen pass and with a couple other plays, because we were giving them different looks, but they were calling our bluff, and then they moved the ball down the field. But when the weather came in, they went to the eye, they ran the ball right up the middle, and you're not going to run right up the middle on this defense. This defense is too tough up front. Bell and Brantley in the middle, are just too good for that, and that really changed the momentum of the game, changed the, as you said, the complexity of the game for sure, and it also allowed our defense to settle in and really get a feel for what they were doing, and then of course gave them, as I said, the momentum, and that was the difference in the ball game, especially early on. But guys, I was very proud of our team. I thought even with a wet field and wet game, we were very minimal in mistakes. I didn't hear the penalties, but I know we had one big holding penalty. Other than that, I think we were pretty low as far as the penalties tonight.
70 yards.
70 yards. That's quite a few, but
it was a couple pass interferences that were pretty big for us.
Okay, but offensively, I guess is what I should say. I didn't think we had a ton of penalties, which is good. Sometimes with a game when we get a lead, we kind of get lax and get some holding calls. I think we have one tonight, but I thought we played overall. I thought we played very well. Even the pass interference penalties, I can take. Those are aggressive penalties. Those are actually because we're in coverage. If the guy's wide open, we wouldn't be able to interfere with him. So we're in coverage. We're playing well. We get the pick from Tyson Harris. One thing I want to mention, I didn't get a chance to mention down earlier, on their screen pass, or I mean on their little run they had there in the third quarter, I think it was, they switched into the field, the screen pass. Logan Needley had rushed a quarterback. He turned and followed the play, and Danny Redshaw and I watched him go from about our 25 all the way down to their 20 or so and made the tackle. He's in the backfield. The screen pass goes behind him, and he turns and he follows it and makes the tackle. Two plays later, Tyson Harris gets the interception. I know it's a blowout ball game, but in a close ball game, that could be the difference in the game.
Sure could. Sure could. Marty, thank you very much. Bill?
Well, I'm going to echo pretty much what everybody else said, and that is I'm very proud of this Viking football team tonight. They played very well. They did what they had to do, and I think they did exactly what Coach McPherson wants them to do, and that is get better every week. They got better. They did what they needed to do. They responded when they had to do the things they had to do. I mean, Coach McPherson, you heard him say, they put 10, 11 in the box, dared us to throw it, so we did. And that's exactly what we needed to do. Now, that's not to say don't come here next week looking for 18 passes. We don't know what Newton's going to throw at us. We're going to be able to do what Newton dictates to us, and I'm really pleased that we have that ability this year. I think that if they're going to spread us out, we're going to run it on them. If they're going to stack it on us, we're going to throw it on them. So I think that offensively is great. Defensively, I still would like to see us get a little better in the cornerback coverage and then work through those screen plays. But other than that, I thought they did a phenomenal job. Before I get off, I do want to remind everybody Tuesday night, the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show live at the Mill, 7 to 8. Get out there. Great pizza buffet. Great budget for you. I mean, it's only probably about $7 or $8, and you can feed the family. There's plenty to do for the family, and you'll get out there, see Coach McPherson. A lot of the players will have the game on the overhead TV there above us. So get out there early. That's the Mill at Remerton Square on Bay Tree Road, and that's Tuesday night.
Vikings go to 4-0 in the air. Rockdale drops to 3-1. Newton comes in next Friday night. Pregame show at 7 o'clock. Kickoff at 8 o'clock. And it was a great, great night to be a Lounge High Viking.
It was. It's time to say goodnight, Wes.
Good night, Wes. Tonight's broadcast has been engineered by Mr. Kyle. It has been produced by Bill Osborne. It is a production of the Viking Voice LLC in conjunction with Black Crow Media. For all of Black Crow Media, for all of Lounge High Sports, for the Viking Voice, I'm Wes James. Good night. God bless you. You've been listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Good night, Lowndes County.